For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk and extensively about the sales tax referendum that's 2 weeks away, the early voting that's actually taking place today, the things that will be funded if the voters in Oconee County approve the education SPLOST. But I want to talk first about that, the fact that you folks have been in classrooms since August with, as I understand it, no real interruptions. And I'm looking just now, and you folks post this on your website, school district website, every week, the latest COVID reporting, 126 days of in-classroom instruction. At this moment, the total number of active COVID-19 cases, 14. You do the math for me. That is 0.16% of your population, 8,759 students, staff, and teachers in the Oconee County School District. That's pretty much where you folks have lived percentage-wise for these several months now. How have you been able to do it, and how do you maintain what you've been able to do?
Yes, sir. Well, we are very proud of those numbers. It's a challenging environment, but we've got outstanding community support, world-class teachers, and great students. And so as a team, we work together to put proper mitigations in place and continue to look at those mitigations and make the right calls for our community. And we just feel like we've been blessed to have the opportunity each and every day to have students in our schools, face-to-face learning. Our community asked us to try, and that's what we've done, and we feel like we've had a very successful year so far.
I noticed a couple of things. I'm just zipping around the Oconee County School District website, and I'm sure parents in the community are visiting there as well. Some things that are going on, you're making plans for graduation, you're making plans for early pre-K registration.
Yes, sir. This is an exciting week. We start to register our kindergarten students today. We're doing, or the third, I think, of this week. So tomorrow and the next day, we'll do that online. And that's always an exciting time. You know, as we reach the spring, we kind of talk about having one foot in this year and one foot in the planning for next year. And so we're in the concluding winter sports, heading into spring sports, lots of different opportunities for students. And we know that school is certainly about creating opportunities and learning opportunities and growth for young people. And we're excited to be doing that and exciting to be getting ready to welcome our youngest students next year. And I know those parents out there are ready to join us, and I've talked to many of them. They're very excited about tomorrow.
Again, Jason Branch, Dr. Jason Branch, Superintendent of Schools in the Oconee County School District. You mentioned sports, and there were a lot of people at the outset of the pandemic concerned about sports, the ability to play them. We have seen in Oconee County the ability to play them and play them quite well to compete, in fact, with a football team. Oconee County High School football team compete for a state championship by last year. How are things going spring sports now?
You know, we're having lots of success. We've got several of our programs ranked in the top 10 of the state, and actually our two baseball programs will be playing each other on Wednesday. So it's always exciting to get to come out and see the community support both of our schools at the same time. And we're just pleased again to be able to give those students and those parents and our community members that opportunity, because we understand that school is about many, many things and many opportunities, and great sports years going, lots of opportunities to encourage our community to come out and support these kids.
We'll talk about the sales tax referendum here. And first, let me clean up a mess I made. I think I misspoke earlier. I said that with passage of this penny on the dollar sales tax referendum, the referendum 2 weeks away, the early voting that continues, I referenced Dove Creek Elementary School being constructed. That school is not only constructed, it's open. What we're talking about funding with a new one is a new middle school, Dove Creek Middle School, which I gather would go up proximate to the existing elementary school. You'd get a new school and you'd get work done on six or seven other schools. What would this penny on the dollar fund?
So it would fund the rapid growth that we see happening in our school system. We're one of the fastest growing school systems in Northeast Georgia in the state. And we believe folks want to be a part of something special, and we think we have that here. The school community told us many years ago as we started our strategic planning process that they liked the small schools that we had in our system, elementary schools at 750, middle schools at 1,000, and our high schools at 1,500. And so this particular ELOS would help us continue to address those needs and the growth. We are currently at capacity or over capacity at both of our existing middle schools, so this would allow us to open. Target date would be fall of 2023, Dove Creek Middle School. It would also allow us to do additions at Column Ferry, High Shoals Elementary, and Malcolm Bridge Elementary, standardizing those schools at 750 students. And then it would allow us to do renovations, updating of schools inside at the primary, Oconee Primary, Malcolm Bridge Elementary, Oconee Elementary, Rocky Branch. And in addition, it would allow us to continue our robust technology program, looking at continuing to fund the one-to-one initiatives that we've had that have been so successful throughout the pandemic, as well as things like keeping our bus fleet under the year of 20 years, and also the construction potentially of an instructional support center, which is a place that we house any employees that support our teachers and instruction. We feel like we have two types of employees in Oconee. Those that teach and those that support teaching, and so this facility would continue to house those individuals as well as give us some much-needed meeting space for our community meeting.
Again, this is the sales tax referendum that's ongoing, the early voting that continues today at the Oconee County Civic Center. I gather that turnout has been relatively light and probably anticipating light turnout. You would want to see a lot of folks get out and support this. Folks who, frankly, a little bit tired of voting. We had what we had in November, then we had what we had in actually December with the DA's runoff, and then January, the Senate runoff. How do you motivate folks or even let them know that there's an election going on?
Yeah, I agree, Tim. I think it's a challenging time. We decided to come forward with this voting in March because we know the need is there, and we want to try to meet that need as soon as we possibly can for our students and community, take advantage of historically low interest rates, and try to get in front of what we know will be inflationary costs as we continue to build. One of the things that we've done, I've spoken to about 10 different entities at this point, everything from Rotary to parent, student, teacher advisories to PTOs to local school councils. We've had coverage from you, your blog and this radio program, our legal organ, the Athens Banner-Herald, Chamber of Commerce. And then we've reached out to our parents and our community members on social media and asked them to continue to share out this information. We have a website that's dedicated to ELOS and has frequently asked questions. So we're trying to do everything we can to get the information out there. This is the community school system, and we want to hear from the community about what they think is most important. We believe we've done that through the strategic planning process, and we want to do that again in terms of the voting of this bond referendum that we have to build these schools and meet the needs of our students.
Again, Jason Branch, Dr. Jason Branch, Superintendent of Schools in Oconee County. You mentioned that strategic plan, and I know it's not on this referendum, right? This would not fund anything I'm about to address here, but I am curious. I remember asking your predecessor this same question a decade or more ago. The strategic plan, obviously guiding the Oconee County School District into the future. Is there somewhere in your desk drawer or in someone's file cabinet someplace, is there a plan for a third Oconee County High School, and how far down the road might that be?
You know, that's a very popular question, Tim. We get that rather often. What I share with our community members and parents when we ask that is undoubtedly we're creating a third cluster as we continue to build Dove Creek Elementary and Dove Creek Middle. It's been my experience that as we continue to go through this process, we'll go back through another strategic planning process in the next few years. We'll continue to ask our community what's the appropriate size for our schools again. Right now, we have our high schools at 1,500 students. One is around 1,200. One's a little over 1,400. And so we would anticipate perhaps additions at our high schools prior to constructing a third high school, but we'll leave that to the community to share. But if I was had to give you a time period, I think we're looking more to the 15 to 20 year period on a third high school as we continue to address the needs of our district.
And Dr. Jason Branch, Oconee County School Superintendent, about halfway through the second week of early voting, continues through March 12th, Election Day itself, this sales tax referendum. 2 weeks from today, the 16th of March, the early voting at the Civic Center in Oconee County. Dr. Branch, best of luck with this. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having us, Tim, and thanks for your coverage of our school system.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.